Our reading is from John chapter 19, and we're going to start at the very end of verse 16. So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the Place of a Skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but rather, 'This man said, I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Okay, so on page 1071, we're now going to read just one verse from John chapter 3. So John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life."
Well, good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you here this morning. Morning, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Merv, and today is Good Friday. And before we start, I'd absolutely love all of the children, actually, to come and sit down so you can get a really good view of some of the props. So I'd love you to come attended as well by an adult as well. There might be some prizes as well as we have a little look. So do come in. We're going to make this very participative as well. Do you come along? Brilliant. Well, it's so fantastic to see you all here this morning. And today, as I said, it is Good Friday today. And we are going to be thinking all about the cross. And that's why it's a big tradition to eat hot cross buns at Easter. I don't know whether you like hot cross buns, because they remind us of Jesus' death on the cross. Now, I absolutely love hot cross buns, and so do my daughters. My daughters are there. They love hot cross buns. You love hot cross buns, don't you? Yep, absolutely. But here's a surprise, though. I went to pick up some from Iceland, the supermarket, not the country. And they didn't have any hot cross buns. But I did find these instead. Can anyone see what's different about those hot cross buns? There we go. Yes, what's different about them?
They don't have a cross on them.
They don't have a cross on them. What do they have on them?
They have a tick.
Very good. Really good. Let me give you a sweet here. Give you three. You can share them with your friends as well. We've got loads to share around. That's right. They don't have a cross on them at all. They've replaced the cross with a tick. It's a hot tick bun. Now, why have they done that? Perhaps it's political correctness gone mad. Or maybe they're trying to be a bit more positive. You know, less crosses, more ticks. But you know what? I think Iceland, the supermarket, have really got it wrong here. Because the cross is really important. Firstly, the cross says, I've got it wrong. Boys and girls, here's some homework that I did when I was a little bit younger. There we go. Now, can anyone, so this is my beautiful homework here. Can anyone tell me what's wrong with this? There we go. Yes. Let me get your, what's wrong? Come on, you can tell me what's wrong.
2 plus 2 equals 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Are you sure? 2 plus 2 is 4. Very good. Well, you get that answer, right? Well done. Anybody else? Okay, what's wrong? Yes. What's wrong with that? Yes. Very good. 3, 5. You guys are just showing off now. You guys are just showing off. There we go. So 3 plus 3 equals 3 plus. Obviously, I'm getting it wrong. That's why I need some help here. 3 times 3 equals 9. We've got the maths scholar here actually to help me out. That's why he's come up, hasn't he? Okay. Last one. 5 minus. What's wrong with the last one? Okay. Let's go for yes.
5, 2 minus 5 is 3.
5 minus 2. Yeah, absolutely. Well done. That's really good. Excellent job. Well done. Whoa. There we go. Make sure I miss the heads. Very good. So who would like to tell me, what do you think the teacher did when they saw this? Nina. They gave me a big cross, didn't they? Very good. Yeah, very good. They gave me an F. She said they gave me an F. They did probably give me an F as well, actually. Who wants to put a cross on here? Okay, yeah, you can come up then. We've got one of these really big fancy markers as well. They're really big. Have anyone seen a big marker like that? There we go. Why don't you give a big cross on there if you want to? Yeah, it's not like I spent ages doing that. Very good, very good. Well, you get the point, don't you? You know, I spent ages on that homework as well. Anyway, here we go. I guess it has a cross there, and it's because I got it wrong. I got it wrong. The cross says that we've got it wrong. We get stuff wrong all the time, don't we? Some things more serious than others. Sometimes in the way that we hurt other people. And it's not nice, is it, sometimes when we get things wrong? But you know what's even worse? When we hurt God. When we ignore him. When we reject him. Just listen again to our Bible text this morning. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. And actually, because we've got it wrong, we deserve to perish. And the cross says we've got it wrong. But Jesus did something about it wonderfully. He died for us. And we're going to be thinking about that in our next song, after our next song. Well, boys and girls, just before this, the song, we saw that the cross says we got it all wrong. But there's another thing the cross tells us. Secondly, the cross says, I love you. Now, I'm going to show you my next prop as well. This is a handmade Valentine's card to my wife, Lynn. Isn't she a lucky girl? There we go, there we go. Aren't I such a fantastic husband? There we go. A big, big Valentine's card for my wife. Let's read it out and see what it says. Here we are. It says, Dear Lynn, I love you. You're the most wonderful wife in the world. She's cringing right now. You're the best mum. Thanks so much for saying yes to all those years ago. I look forward to all the years that God gives us in the future. I love you, Merv. And what does it say right at the end there? Yes, there we go. Let's go. Yes. Who it's from, yeah. And then what does it say right at the end, just there? Kiss, very good. Yeah, so it's an X, very good. Well done. So there's a kiss at the end to actually show how much I love her. Let me give you a couple of sweeties. There we go. There we go. So there we go. So the cross says that I love you. The cross says that I love you. And that's what our famous text from the Bible says. Let's have it up again. Let's have a look at that. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son to die on the cross. Isn't that amazing? Even though I get it wrong, even though we reject God, even though we don't want to follow God, he says, I love you enough to die for you. Now, Jesus takes our place by dying for us on the cross. So as I look at the cross that where Jesus died, the cross says, I've got it wrong. But he doesn't just leave it there. The cross says, I love you more than anything in the world. So we've seen that the cross says we've done wrong. The cross says, I love you. Now, after the next song, we're going to find out the final thing that the cross tells us. So if you wouldn't mind standing up again for our final song as well, before we go on to this next section. We're on to our final thing that the cross tells us. Firstly, the cross says, I've got it wrong. We've got it wrong. Secondly, the cross says, I love you. And finally, the cross says, believe in him. Now, every 5 years or so, we have a general election in this country. Now, that basically means that we'll have to decide who's going to rule our country. A bit like at school when you decide who's going to be house captain. And the cross actually also asks us to decide. Let's look at our verse again from the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You have to believe in him. It's whoever believes in Jesus who gets the benefit of it. You don't just get the benefits because he died. You have to put your cross next to Jesus' name. So just like on an election form or a voting form, you have to put your cross next to his name. You have to say, I want Jesus to rule my life. This is to be true for me. He's the only one you really want to rule your life because he loves you. He loves you enough to die for you. That's everyone in this room. Put your cross against him. Believe in Jesus. Now, I'm going to do that myself. There, I'm going to put my cross there next to Jesus because I choose Jesus. You might want to do the same at some point in your life as well if you haven't already done so. You know, going back to the supermarket Iceland and those hot tick buns, ridiculous as they may have been. You know, in one sense, they've got it completely wrong. It's completely ridiculous. And it's a shame that they've changed it. But perhaps they've done a better thing than they've realised. Let's have a look at those hot tick buns. Because when Jesus died on the cross, even though I've got it wrong, well, because he loved me and because he died for me, if I put my trust in him, knowing that I've rejected God, well, then it means he gives me a great big tick. And he says, that's all you need to do to get to heaven. That tick means that we're right with God. Now I want to say thank you so much for coming this morning. Thank you so much for coming on a Friday, Good Friday. You may have been coming for years. You might have been told a million times that Jesus died on the cross for you. You might even know why Jesus died on the cross. But I'd love to ask you, have you ever really trusted him? John 3:16 says, have you ever really believed in Jesus? Boys and girls, you're never too young to put your trust in Jesus. And adults, you're never too old to put your trust in him. So finally, our final verse again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. But you do have to respond, because it's whoever believes that gets eternal life. Well, let me wish you a very, very happy Good Friday from all of us at St. John's. I think we're going to go on to the next part of the morning now.